Over a year ago, Ann Arbor officials realized some streetlights in the city's downtown were unsafe because they had rusted at the base. The Downtown Development Authority included funds to replace all of the streetlights in their proposed budget, but City Council requested an amendment to have $300,000 from the DDA instead go to the organization's housing fund. DDA Executive Director Susan Pale says now that the city has opted not to pay for half of the streetlights, it's unclear what will happen.
When we last saw this issue, City Council directed us to take half of the dollars that we were going to put to the lights and put it into our affordable housing fund. And then the point was made, then it will come to the city to spend general fund money. And here it is, and they're not choosing to spend the money. So I don't know what the plan is.
Councilmember Chris Taylor says this is the first hard case of the city being negatively harmed by efforts to starve the DDA of funding. Councilmember Stephen Kunstelman, however, says the DDA had funds they spent elsewhere that should have instead been used to cover all of the streetlight replacement project. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.